So is it a dysfunctional Congress that's behind the continuing resolution cliffhangers over the budget, or the persistent hostage situations for bills held up by amendments in committee or on the floor, amendments about abortion and other ideological issues? The inability of Congress to get beyond partisan squabbles has certainly had an impact on all areas of government, but particularly the judiciary. Right now, there are 95 judicial vacancies that the Congress has not acted on in the federal courts, and this lack of new judges on the bench makes more work for everybody else and forces older judges to stick around even though they might want to retire. And if they do retire, not getting replaced means even more vacancies. Joining us to talk about this is Judith Resnick, Yale Law School professor and co-author of Representing Justice, Invention, Controversy, and Rights in City States and Democratic Courtrooms. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us is Judge Barrington Parker of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers New York, Connecticut, and other areas of the Northeast. Your Honor, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
So does this make more work for everybody else?
Yes, it does, because under the system that we operate, when a judge is eligible for what we call semi-retirement or senior status, that creates a vacancy. And in practice, most federal judges continue working through senior status, even though they could retire at full pay. So when a vacancy is filled as a consequence of a judge taking senior status, the public gets two judges for the salary of one.
Well, the Honorable Judge Barrington Parker of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals there is speaking with us from Florida. Judith Resnick, how do we assess the impact on the quality of judicial opinions and the caseload from these persistent vacancies on the court because of Congress inaction?
Well, it's a problem for us all, and it's somewhat ironic because Congress, like the rest of us, needs the federal courts. It's Congress over the 20th century that created the federal courts as central an institution as they are. An easy way to see this is to remember that at the turn of the 20th century in 1901, there are under 100 federal life tenure judges and about 30,000 cases. By the end of the century, there are more than 350,000 cases, plus a million plus bankruptcy proceedings and more than 850 judgeships. We're looking at an eighth, basically, of the workforce that needs to be filled, and the work that they have to do is mostly work that Congress makes for them because a vast amount of the docket involves federal statutes,
sure.
Consumer rights, truth in lending, securities, environment, labor, criminal law. These are the statutes Congress is telling the courts to do the work on. They're inviting us to come use the courts to settle our disputes. So we need the Senate to step up to the plate to staff the workforce it's chartered to give work to.
Well, Judith of Yale Law School, I mean, the statistics here on these vacancies are staggering. I mean, I read something where judges are retiring at the rate of one per week, and the number of vacancies has doubled since Barack Obama took office. There's stories of judges commuting hundreds of miles to bounce from one courtroom to another courtroom and handle all the cases. What seems to me to be suffering here, Congress is not suffering from this. It's actually, you know, not even necessarily so much the judges. It's the people whose cases are perhaps not getting the full attention that they need.
I agree with you that access to courts is incredibly important. We are the litigants, but I also want to bring into focus that the government is a party to a large number of cases as well as plaintiff or defendant. These are the courts for the government. These are the courts for you and me as ordinary citizens. These are the courts for business America. And these are the courts that need to be sustained, both in terms of funding, judgeships, salaries, buildings, and resources. And, of course, this is a piece of a larger picture because we have to also remember that there are more than 40 million cases filed in state courts, and those courts are also strapped for resources.
It's Judith Resnick, Yale Law School professor. We're talking about vacancies on judgeships, congressional inaction, and the impact it has on the judiciary. Judge Barrington Parker, now you're a judge. I mean, this seems to me to be a call for a legal remedy of one kind or another. Judges, impose overcrowding consent decrees on prison system, compelling Congress to release or states to release inmates. Couldn't you compel Congress to act?
Well, unfortunately, that's one remedy we don't have available to us.
The old separation of powers, right?
The Constitution,
right?
Yeah. Of course, the responsibility for confirming judges rests with the Senate. One of the ironies, to add a footnote to what Professor Resnick just said, is the vast majority of the work we do, you know, has nothing to do, especially with politics, as you know, as the term is commonly understood. There are disputes involving the criminal laws, antitrust, contracts, and the myriad statutes passed by Congress. And although a small number of the vacancies that are debated in Congress are debated along political or ideological lines, once you look at what the judiciary actually does and the way it functions, politics have, except in a very small number of cases, virtually a handful of cases, plays no meaningful part in the decision-making process. If you were a fly on the wall in the judge's dining room listening to conversations, you would have no idea who appointed whom.
Who was a Republican and who was a Democrat. So no politics in the courtroom, even though there's all kinds of politics in the appointment process. Judge Barrington Parker of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, thanks so much. And Judith Resnick, is there anything short of a constitutional amendment then that could fix this?
What we need is the social and political commitment across the divide to see that while venerable institutions, courts can also be vulnerable and need the support of all members of the polity.
Judith Resnick is a Yale Law School professor, co-author of Representing Justice, Invention, Controversy, and Rights in City, States, and Democratic Courtrooms. There are vacancies on the federal courtships. Those jobs are not open to you until the Senate acts, folks. I can't be a judge.
Did you want to be?
Well, I want to help them out.
Oh,
I mean,
I see.
I think all these vacancies, but Congress isn't acting. That's the problem.
No, they're not.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.